Welcome to the Fine Food Freedom Podcast. This is your host, Sammy Previtt, registered dietitian, certified intuitive eating counselor, certified personal trainer, and the founder of Fine Food Freedom. Fine Food Freedom is a virtual private practice made up of a team of intuitive eating professionals, and we also just so happen to host this amazing podcast. This podcast is for you if you are ready to remove the guilt and shame associated to food, body, and movement. Our team is dedicated to helping you find food freedom and rediscover how to feel physically, mentally, and emotionally pleasant in your body. Please note that this podcast is for informational and educational purposes only and does not take place of professional therapy or medical care. We have tons and tons of free resources on social media, so I want to invite you to follow along at find.food.freedom on Instagram or Find Food Freedom on TikTok. You can always head over to findfoodfreedomresources.com to find out what current events, specials, and all things Fine Food Freedom that are going on. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, please make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. This helps other people find the podcast that really need it. And when you review, please leave some comments, some questions. Let us know what you want to hear more of. So thank you so much for being here. And we look forward to supporting you and walking alongside you on your food freedom journey. Now, let's get into it. Welcome back to another episode of the Fine Food Freedom Podcast. This is your host, Sam Previtt, and I am delighted that you are here. And I'm also so happy to be back. And for some of you, you're like, did you ever leave? What I mean by that is I've been on maternity leave and we've been re-releasing old episodes, some of our most listened to episodes on the Fine Food Freedom Podcast. All throughout the summer, I was pretty much out. We took a little bit of a break in September just to like give you a break from all of the content. And we wanted to come back fresh, refreshed, and ready to go. And so that's what we're doing now. Of course, if you're listening, you can't see, I have my Eras Tour merch on. I am comfy, cozy with a blanket. I have my iPad pulled up here with lots of good stuff. I never was an iPad girly. And then finally, for the podcast, I was like, I feel like I need it because I take so many notes, like in my notes app, and I want to like have it nice and big so I can refer to that. And then I have, well, my daughter is on my monitor right now napping, so I need my phone for that. But sometimes I'm live streaming on my phone, so you don't care about any of this, but I'm telling you the behind the scenes and just keeping it real. So before we get into today's episode, I just want to say welcome back, and I'm happy to be here. And I just got done with maternity leave. My second daughter was born on April 30th of this year. We had to do a scheduled C-section due to a high-risk pregnancy with placenta previa. So she came 3 weeks early. Her original due date was May 16th. I want to talk all about a lot of things this episode, but I really want to just like reconnect with you and talk about how different this maternity leave has been versus my last one. I want to talk about 5 months postpartum because homegirl is in the trenches right now. And on our other podcast, What the Actual Fork, Jenna and I often talk about like the 4 to 5 month postpartum period and how it is a doozy. And I like forgot. I truly forgot. So we'll talk about postpartum and what I've kind of gone through up until this point. Of course, we're going to talk about food and body image and how that kind of parlays into everything. I want to give you a Fine Food Freedom team update and what you can expect for the rest of this calendar year. I cannot believe it is October. That is fucking insane. I knew the year was going to fly by, especially being in the newborn bubble and having a toddler and time just... I don't even know what time is anymore. It's weird. So weird. Okay. So before we get into everything, I pulled up here. I actually just got this DM last night, 2 nights ago. You know, I love to start our episodes with a Fine Food Freedom win of the week. So if you If our page has touched you in any way, or maybe you work with one of our dietitians one-on-one with your insurance benefits, or maybe you saw a video of ours that really resonated with you, or whatever it is, send us a DM on Instagram at find.food.freedom and let us know how we've touched your life and how we've impacted you. And I think it's so cool. A lot of the times when I read these DMs, they are a lot of time, well, sometimes they're clients, don't get me wrong. Sometimes they're members from our membership, but this one is a person in our community. And when I say community, I just mean follows us online, where like we don't even work with her one-on-one and have had such an impact. And that means so much to me. And that's why we continue to do this podcast and social media and all of the things, because we want to help as many people as possible. All right. So this is from Angela. Angela, thank you so much for writing in. And this is what Angela has to say. I found your page a few years back and it helped me jumpstart my work on breaking my decade-long bad relationship with food. I was told at 14 years old, weighing X pounds, that I needed to lose weight as a dancer, and I was obsessed with food and my weight for years. I am now in my late 30s, 7 months postpartum with my first baby, and I've been able to exclusively breastfeed, except starting solids about a month ago. And I had no idea how hungry I would be while nursing. I eat so much food. Preach, Angela. We could do a whole podcast episode just on that. But she says, but I do it now with no shame. Actually, I do it proudly. My body is literally growing another body, both inside and now still on the outside, using the food that my body creates. That's amazing. And I probably eat, air quotes, healthier now than I ever did before. And it's because nothing is off limits for only special occasions and no more cheat days. Freedom, period. It's so refreshing, period. Thank you with a heart emoji. Thank you so much, Angela, for sharing this. And what a timely message. I forgot this was a postpartum message until I just started reading it now. And I think that is such a profound thing, because I find that when I work with pregnant women as clients, often a universal experience that I'll see pregnant women have is that during pregnancy, they find it easier to be an intuitive eater or to give their body food or kind of give in to their cravings, if you will, because they're growing a human. And they can say like, well, my baby needs these calories, my baby needs this energy. And then when the baby comes out, I find if that were the case with pregnancy, then sometimes we can revert back to restriction, because it's like, well, I'm not feeding this baby anymore internally. And like, I don't need these extra calories, or I need calories in general, and I'm going to restrict because I need to get my body back. And I see that a lot. So to hear somebody say how it's so freeing and like they're allowing themselves to eat to be able to create nourishment for their child. And again, like this person, Angela, shout out to you, love you. Never met her, never spoke to her, right? But she sent us at Find Food Freedom this DM. And so it's just incredible. And please, 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 if we have helped you or touched you in a positive way in any way, please send us a DM at Find Food Freedom or find.food.freedom on Instagram, because it helps me continue to do what we do. Because sometimes it can be hard as fuck when diet culture is so loud and I feel like I'm just screaming metaphorically into the abyss and nobody's listening. And then I get DMs like that and I'm like, oh wait, no, I am helping somebody. Like, so like it's such a weird world, social media, because like I'm doing this podcast right now. I am in my office, in my home. I'm looking outside at my street at the cul-de-sac. I'm talking to nobody right now. Like I'm talking to a computer screen and see myself. But when this episode is airing, which you are hearing right now, this is reaching thousands of people. And my brain, like even though I know that and I just said that out loud, like I don't think the human brain can comprehend that, because it doesn't feel like I'm talking to anybody. This is a long-winded way of saying thank you so much for your DMs. Thank you for sending your Find Food Freedom win of the week. And excuse me, we'll continue to read those. Keep burping. I just had an iced coffee. Oh, well, there's some ASMR for you. Okay. Now, things I wanted to get to today. I put an Instagram poll up, was it yesterday, 2 days ago, saying like, which of these do you want me to cover on our first episode back for the Fine Food Freedom podcast. And I put like 5 month postpartum update. What was the other one? Oh, Fine Food Freedom team updates, as well as just like maternity leave summary. And people put the most voted one was after that, all of the above. So I'm going to cover all of it. And again, everything I do, I really try to take my personal lived experience and then like place it through this lens of an intuitive eating counselor and somebody who helps people heal their relationship with food and body. Because that, I think, is the most helpful thing to do, is to share things I wish I knew going through this period of my life. And especially like, I know what life looked like in diet culture and I know what it looks like now. And so I want to be able to offer and challenge some of your negative thoughts, if you have any, related to food and body as well. So first off, I just want to say what the fuck is up in my life right now and give you a little update, because life with one kid was crazy. I can attest that. Life with one child, aka toddler, and being pregnant, like being 8 and 9 months pregnant with a toddler, I kid you not, I was so fucking miserable. And disclaimer, I don't even need to say this, but I'm going to say it. Like, I've been through IVF. I wanted to have kids more than anything. Of course, I was grateful for the pregnancy. And, you know, there's duality in everything, right? Like, you can be grateful and so fucking grateful for the pregnancy, and you can also be fucking miserable. And I was both of those. I could barely pick up my toddler at the end. I gained a insane amount of weight. I don't know how much because I don't weigh myself and I wouldn't look at the number when I went to the doctors, but I gained a ton of weight. I was carrying a ton of extra fluid, so much so that, and I put this on another episode, like of my daughter's birth story on What the Actual Fork, but like during my C-section, she was literally like swimming away. There was so much fluid. Like, I remember the doctor telling me that and I was like, okay. I was so uncomfortable, like, so uncomfortable in this pregnancy. I had sciatic pain. I had indigestion. I mean, you name it. You've been there, done that. So that was really hard. Now having two children, we're just now finding the groove. And that's the thing. Like right now, I would show you, but I don't really show my kids online, but my daughter is sleeping. I have her monitor pulled up right here. Like, she's very structured in the sense of like feeding and nap schedule. She's a little bit more like easygoing than my first was. So like now I'm able to do podcasting and I'm able to do content. I'm able to do things because now that she's not feeding on demand as an infant, she's more regulated with her schedule. We're starting to find a little bit of a groove. Now, joke's on me because I'm back now. My husband started paternity leave this month in October, which we are so grateful for. And I'm going to talk about that in a second. But I'm now back to work. And of course, my work, like, again, I am so grateful that like I work remotely. Obviously, you know, as the founder of Fine Food Freedom, I don't report to a boss. So like when it came to my own mat leave, like that comes with pluses and minuses. Like, I don't have a guaranteed paycheck from anyone when you own your own business and take mat leave. But like right now, coming back into the workforce, like I can ease back in. I'm still at home. I can still see my daughter. I can see my husband. Like, it's not this like cut and dry, like I'm going back to an office for 8 hours a day, you know, whatever. So, but I feel like we were just finding this like routine in the 5 month mark. And now it's like, oh, okay, you found your routine, but like, here you go, now go work. But I will say, it's like coming back to work after a child this time is drastically different than the first time. I remember, I can even pull them up. I mean, they're very cringy, so maybe I won't. But I remember after giving birth to my first, I felt an immense pressure, first of all, to show up on social media after she was born. I was trying. I knew I needed time. I knew I needed space. I needed to stop. But I was like, if I don't show up, I will be irrelevant. I will be forgotten. Like, Fine Food Freedom won't exist anymore. Like, I was so scared of that. But also, I just went through a metamorphosis and went and became a completely different person. Like, that is a hill I will die on. When a woman gives birth to a child, you die and become a new person. And so I remember like being like, I need to post TikToks. I need to show up. I need to be on social. And I was like, what in the actual fuck is going on? Like, I remember trying to post, and I even made a video. I remember it. I'll have to find it, where I was like, what do I talk about now? And people were commenting like, what do you mean? What do you talk about? Like, you're Fine Food Freedom. Like, talk about intuitive eating, talk about making peace with food. And it's not that I don't enjoy those things anymore, or that like, we're obviously still talking about them, but it was like your priorities shift, the way you see the world shifts, like everything was changing. And I felt like I was just like looking around being like, how do I be a human anymore? Because everyone expects you to be the same person after you give birth to a child. And spoiler alert, you're a completely fucking different person. Sure, you're in your body. You're still the same name, whatever. But like, you change dramatically. And so now, coming back after baby number two, it's not as drastic, because I became a mom with my first, right? So this huge like identity shift and crisis happened. And now after giving birth to my second, I was already a mom before. I'm still a mom. I'm now a mom to two children, which is wild to say out loud. Like, I still feel like I'm 16 years old and like not allowed to leave the house after, or like have to be home by a certain time. Like, I, that's a whole nother thing. But this identity crisis, the shift is not as big with my second. And that has been really, really great, and has allowed me to thoroughly enjoy my maternity leave this time. It is also, again, like sometimes I say things and I feel like people are like, duh, like we know. But like, to me, it was so profound when it happened that I feel like I have to share it. I have a toddler, right? I have a 2.5-year-old and a 5-month-old now. I'm staring at my toddler, and I have two girls. So I'm staring at my toddler, I'm staring at my baby, and I'm looking at my toddler and I'm like, 2 years ago, you were this potato. You were this blob just sitting there. And now I'm like, oh my fucking God, time goes so fast. So, and again, like, no shit, right? Like, we see kids that are babies and then they grow up a little bit and they're like a kid and, you know, whatever. But when it's your own, it's so different. And it's like, now that I see my toddler and I see the baby, it's like, you just want, like, you know how quickly this baby is going to become a like crazy little minion running around. And I mean that in the best way. But so like, I've been able to enjoy maternity leave so much more this time around for two reasons. One, I don't have raging postpartum anxiety like I did with my first. And two, I'm able to like savor the moments and want to sit. I want to enjoy the snuggle. I want to be nap trapped. I want all of these things because I know how quickly they go away. And I have been just so grateful for being able to have Fine Food Freedom as, you know, the founder and in working with all of the incredible practitioners and this online community, like to be able to step back and enjoy my daughter fully, like fully, fully, fully. Did I make videos while I was on maternity leave this time? Yes, but only when I was like, I'm fucking bored because she's been napping and I want to make this funny video, or I want to connect with people and I'm going crazy if I don't talk to another adult. But I didn't feel the pressure this time. And that is something I'm so grateful for. I want to drill home. And then too, like the postpartum anxiety I mentioned with my first, I'd never been a mom before. So it's so easy to get wrapped up in like, how many ounces? Is she going to nap? Is she going to sleep tonight? What sleep sack? What mattress? What humidifier? Oh my gosh. Like, if you've seen the movie Inside Out 2, that was me with my first. Now this time around, it was just like, everyone leave me alone. Get me some food, get me some hydration, and let me just breastfeed my baby and snuggle with her skin to skin, and nobody talk to me, and I am happy. And binging like a bunch of shows on Netflix and Hulu and all the things. But, you know, if you want more on like my birth story, my birth experience, because we did go through some trauma, and on What the Actual Fork podcast, I shared my NICU experience because my daughter was in the NICU for 2 weeks with my daughter that was just born in April. And that was a fucking doozy. Still need to work through that trauma. Talk to my therapist about it this week. Going to do some EMDR. I will report back on that. I'm just bouncing all over the place, but I just feel like I have so much to share, and there's so many different tangents that over the course of the next, you know, few months, I want to really deep dive into some of these things specifically, and I'll make sure to put up some question boxes on Fine Food Freedom so we can get your specific questions about different topics and go much more in depth. But today I just wanted to like throw all the shit on the wall, see what sticks, and catch up with you. So 5 months postpartum, let's keep it real. I told you the maternity leave has been so different this time around. I've enjoyed the snuggles. I've enjoyed like fueling myself, feeding myself. I did a couple episodes on What the Actual Fork with Jenna, where I said like one of the best things that I did this time around was no fucking baby shower. I didn't need a baby shower. I don't need people to buy me diapers. Like, so grateful for people who want that, or, you know, that's totally fine. But this time around, I'm bringing it back up. I've said it on previous episodes, but I'm going to say it again because I cannot encourage you enough to do this if you are expecting, or if your friends or family members are expecting. We did a link. This is not an ad. I'm sure there's other websites like this, but we did a link through Give in Kind, and we set up a meal train, or, you know, opportunities for people to gift us like gift cards to DoorDash or Uber Eats or whatever. And because our daughter was in NICU, our friends and family started to really send that link around. And we are so eternally grateful for our community who supported us. And just, you know, if people are like, how can we help? Like, the link was sent out and we were truly like able to get so many meals off DoorDash and Uber Eats. It's incredible. And why I bring this up is like, food is love. And during one of the most traumatic times of my life, like, we were able to be loved and supported by friends and family members through food. And like, how fucking perfect is that for Fine Food Freedom? Like, that is literally what we stand for. And the fact that this maternity leave, I knew how important it was to nourish my body, to keep my breast milk supply up, to keep, you know, you're so sleep deprived the first few weeks and months that I knew how important it was to nourish myself and hydrate. And because of the people that love us most in life, we were able to do that. And it was just incredible. And so I feel like I had so much anxiety and I was so stressed the first time I had a child that I didn't eat enough. And it wasn't because I was intentionally restricting. It was just because I was so anxious and I wouldn't put the baby down. And I was just so frantic. And this time around, like, I knew, like, lean in, nourish, hydrate, rest, heal, recover, like, so fucking important. And I think that's another reason why I was able to enjoy my maternity leave this time. Now, also, I did some episodes on What the Actual Fork on this, so you can go back and listen. I talked about the difference between my C-section with my second, and I did an unmedicated vaginal birth with my first. Drastically different experiences, drastically different recoveries. Neither is better than the other. Like, people would ask, like, is a vaginal birth or a C-section worse? They both fucking suck. Like, I'm not going to glorify it, right? They're both incredibly difficult recoveries, but they are incredibly different. I did that one with Jenna. So go listen, because she's had two vaginal births with epidurals. I had vaginal unmedicated, and I have a scheduled C-section. So now we're just giving you all the different perspectives. But again, I was able this time around to focus on myself, which is then meaning I'm going to better be able to take care of my baby and, oh, hello, my toddler too, which that's another, again, we had to have so many episodes on this, but like, you know, people are texting you and messaging you after you give birth and they're like, how are you? How is the baby? And I'm like, dude, we're good. We are not I don't want to say the issue. The toddler, on the other hand, okay, when they turn two, I now understand why it's called the terrible twos. I am so grateful that I have the resources and we have the education these days to know that, like, when a toddler is tantruming, they're not misbehaving. They just can't regulate their emotions. But holy shit, is it hard to regulate your own emotions when you're getting screamed at, hit at? My daughter threw a chair at me the other day. I wish I was kidding. I'm not. It was a little plastic one, but it was still a chair. So that's how we're going. That's how things are going with that. So 5 months postpartum, I think, you know, this is the time, 4 to 5 months, where most people are going back to work. Like, if you do have like the 12-week maternity leave, I think this is where people now, like, if you're so lucky, right? Because, okay, let's caveat, disclaimer, my husband has 6 months of paternity leave. You heard that correctly. I literally had 3 friends that just had babies that didn't even get 6 weeks. They birthed the human. I'm not complaining about my husband having 6 months, but I'm like, America is so fucked up. Anyways, so when we're looking at this time that, like, generally women are going back to work, if you were so lucky to have a 3 month postpartum maternity leave, you think like, oh, like, you have had 3 months to heal, like, you're getting better. And don't get me wrong, like, yes, physically feeling so much better with the C-section, right? All these things, like, I feel better. But at 4 months, a lot of things happen. Okay. I'm going to be the one that tells you if you didn't know. 4 months is when usually the postpartum hair loss begins, like months 4 to 7. And this is because you are having a major shift in your hormones. Now, again, I expected this. Honestly, that's why I chopped all my hair off. And, like, people ask why, because I knew the hair loss was coming. And when my hair last time postpartum, it was so long that you lose so much hair. And I know it's like the same amount of hair, but because it was long, it looked like, it freaked me the fuck out. And I was like, I just want to chop my hair off, so when I lose all my hair, it doesn't look like as much. I don't know. Doesn't make sense when I say it out loud, but whatever. So 5 months postpartum, 4 months postpartum, this kind of starts to happen. Your hormones are shifting. I got my period back this week. Ew. Like, now I remember why, like, going through IVF, getting pregnant, postpartum and breastfeeding, like, I haven't had a period for like 2 fucking years. So I don't even know what to do. I don't even, like, know how to put a tampon in anymore. This is horrible. So those things are going on with me. And then you have baby, who I'm knocking on wood right now, but, like, you know, that's like, this is going to change. This is usually when the sleep regression hits for the first big one for a baby, because they're able right now, like, their sleep cycles start to get broken up. So they have to learn how to really, like, self-soothe and, like, basically tie all their sleep cycles together. So it'll be like 45 minutes. And then they kind of, like, wake up and they have to put themselves back to sleep. And it's this, like, regression. Now, again, we haven't hit it yet. We're going to hit it tonight, because of course I'm saying that out loud. The baby's not a potato anymore. Like, months 1 through 3 this time around, like, I would just, like, go to Marshall's or, like, honestly, just, like, walk around Target because it was so fucking hot in Florida. You can't go outside. Or I would, like, go get a coffee or, like, do things. And she's just sleeping. And now it's like, she's not a potato. Like, I have to, like, do things with her. Like, she needs to be stimulated. Like, I need to make sure, like, developmentally, she's not just sitting there, right? So there's a lot going on. And it's just a crazy time that all of that is going on, plus going back to work in that same season. Another thing that I want to do an entirely different podcast on is postpartum body image. And I've done podcasts on this before. I've done many podcasts on this before, but I have never been postpartum with a C-section. And double whammy, postpartum diastasis recti, which is basically a split in your abdominals. It happens to everyone when they're pregnant, and it usually will come back together on its own. Well, I have a major gap this time around, and I've been going to pelvic floor PT and learned a lot, but my body it was different after my first child. It is very different after this child. And I had to go buy, I was waiting, like, okay, I had postpartum jeans and jean shorts from my last baby. I was like, oh, I'll just wear those again. spoiler alert, I don't fit into them. And so I kept waiting because I was like, I don't want to spend money. It was not like a shame thing. I just was like, I don't want to spend money. Well, I got to a breaking point where I was like, I need to fucking buy clothes because I don't want to wear, I mean, I'm laughing at myself. I don't want to wear leggings every day. Yes, I do. Who the fuck am I kidding? But I went and so I want to talk about, do more podcasts on that because again, I think I only know my own experience, but I know postpartum body image after my first, and I know postpartum body image after my second, drastically different. I don't know if it's because I've had two kids, so my body's just going to continue to change. And if we're so lucky to have more children, if that's the path we choose, then like, is my body going to change even more? Probably, right? Like, no shit, because it's going to have never birthed three children before. So that's something that has been, again, I'm very grateful for the work that I've been able to do personally and professionally with body image before having children. Because yes, your body will ebb and flow and change when you don't have children. I want to make that explicitly clear. But when you have children and you birth a human being, or like through your vaginal canal, or cut through seven layers of your body and abdominals, it's never going to be the same. And so please go listen to some of my postpartum body image podcasts that are already out there, but I will definitely be doing some question boxes and doing that in the months to come because that info is so desperately needed out there. Okay, so as we wrap today, because I could talk to you forever about all of these things, in summary, what we need to do together is we're going to definitely be doing more question boxes. You can expect that from Fine Food Freedom. We're going to do more rapid fire episodes, but I'm probably going to do them themed. So before I would do rapid fire where it would just be question box and I would just answer like six random questions. I think it's better from a podcasting perspective that you can have themes. So it'll be like, okay, postpartum body image rapid fire, right? And then you'll get me a bunch of questions, or postpartum meal planning, right? And you give me a bunch of questions or all that kind of stuff. So that is something that I definitely you're going to see more of. This month, you're also going to see that we have an upcoming masterclass with our membership where we're going to be talking about meal planning related to blood sugar management. And we did a how to balance your blood sugar masterclass last month. And so this is going to go on, it's like a part two where we're going to talk about balancing your meals to balance your blood sugar. So definitely head over to our Instagram, click on the link in the bio to get more information about that. That's going to be incredible and some really like tangible resources for you. And then from an update perspective, this is something I mentioned earlier in the episode that this time around, I didn't really feel this guilt or this like pressure, probably is the better word, to show up and to be on social media all the time, which is great. And I'm so proud of myself. It took a lot of work to get there. I mean, some of you might be listening and be like, you're so fucked up. And it's like, yeah, social media has fucked with my head and made me feel literally like after my first baby, I felt like I had to be online. Now I felt like I know that when I go back to my phone or when I go back to my podcast or when I go back to whatever, like it's going to be there and like it's going to be okay. And I was the only one putting that pressure on myself. Now, with that being said, we have a team of registered dietitians and certified intuitive eating counselors at Fine Food Freedom. We are a virtual team. We have women. Right now, all of our providers are women. We would definitely love to expand to men and non-binary providers as well. So if you're hearing this, send me a DM. But right now, all of our providers are women and they reside all over the nation. And I say this because I was removed from social media during maternity leave for the most part, like not coming on stories as much, we've definitely had a dip in clients. And I think that's something that before I left for maternity leave, I every day, every single day would come online, would come on our story, would come on the podcast and say, we accept health insurance. And you're going to be hearing me say it a lot more because so many people have no idea and don't know that at Fine Food Freedom, we take health insurance. You can use your insurance benefits to meet with a registered dietitian and certified intuitive eating counselor to work on your relationship with food and body image for free. You heard that correctly. We are licensed in 19 different states. We're going to continue to get licensed in more. I need to get licensed in PA because being from Pittsburgh and going to Penn State, I have so many Pennsylvania like online community members. So we're working on it. And why I say this is you can expect to hear a lot more about this. And we're going to be hiring more registered dietitians. We have an incredible team right now who definitely have some openings. So if you want to get your insurance benefits checked, go to bit.ly/FFF insurance. Let me say that one more time. bit.ly/FFF insurance. It is so incredibly amazing that so many people have these benefits and have no idea. So please go get your insurance benefits checked. That link that I just said, bit.ly/FFF insurance, not only does it check your benefits on the spot, but if you have coverage, like if we know, hey, we're licensed in your state and you have coverage with your plan, you can schedule with one of our providers immediately. I'm not kidding, like $0 copay, 100% free. So freaking incredible. So what you can expect to see over the next few months, we're going to add more providers to the team because I'm back, baby, and we're talking about it and we're going to shout this from the rooftops metaphorically, aka the podcast and social media, and we're going to see as many people as we can. And that's why we started, that's why I made this jump into insurance is like before anytime I would get interviewed on any platform, I'd say, I'm trying to help as many people as possible. And I was like, that's kind of hypocritical because not everybody can afford this and doesn't have this disposable income to spend on making peace with food and body image. So we're like, okay, well, how do we reach more people? We take insurance. So super excited for that. We have an incredible team. Please, please, please get your insurance benefits checked. bit.ly/FFF. Insurance. You can also just click the link in the show notes. If you're listening to this on podcasts, if you're on Instagram, you'll see it's everywhere. We have the link everywhere. So thank you for welcoming back. Thank you for listening to me ramble. Look out for so many great resources these next few months. The holidays are a fucking doozy with diet culture. So you know that we're not going to let you, you know, feel unsupported. We're going to be there every step of the way, holding your hands. And I'm just so happy to be back with you. So if you enjoyed today's episode or any of the episodes, please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts and leave me with your review. If you can let me know, like, what do you love? What do you want to see more of? Like, I want to hear from you. The more I hear from you, the more I can help you. And that's why I'm here. So thank you so much for being here. I love you. And I'll see you next week. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Find Food Freedom Podcast. Every single time you listen to an episode, it truly makes our dreams come true, helping people make peace with food, body, and movement. If you have not already, please make sure to head over to social media and give us a follow at find.food.freedom on Instagram or Find Food Freedom on TikTok. And if you resonated with today's episode and want more professional support, please head over to findfoodfreedomresources.com. This is where you can get your benefits checked to see if your health insurance will fully cover that one-on-one nutrition counseling with our team. And we also have so many other virtual resources there. So again, that's findfoodfreedomresources.com for all things Find Food Freedom and to get those health insurance benefits checked. If you have not already, I invite you to rate, review, subscribe, like, share this podcast with anybody that you think needs to hear it. The more that you share this podcast, the more that this message of intuitive eating and food freedom will be out in the world, which we so desperately need. Again, thank you for being here. I cannot wait to chat with you again soon on the next episode of the Find Food Freedom Podcast.